Okay, so we're learning over here today. Zech Lishmas Shlomitzi Ben Yehuda Ben Hu. I'm Yehuda Halevi. Okay, we have the Parag Yedayim Parag Beis Mishnah Dalit. Safik Nasem Bolach have water. Safik Loi Nasem Bolach have water. Mishnah Sein Bolafarish as a Klal Shneinig. It's Yedayim Parag Beis Mishnah Dalit. Mishnah Sein Bolafarish a Klal Shneinig. Safik Yedayim Litame Safik Yedayim Litame Ulitame Ulitor Ulit Ulit. What does that mean? Suffic Yahayadayim. Litamei Ulitamei Ulitoher. I don't know what that means. That's in Sechtaris. We learned that Sechtaris. You know that? We learned that once upon a time. Let's go right. Suffic Nasib Malacha here simply. You have water. And we learned the halacha is you have water. And the water you use in Malacha for cleaning, you used it for a Malacha. We used it. What did he use it for? What was the examples we had? I don't know. Different examples. He used it for something. To rinse a pot. To rinse a dirty pot. So once the water was used for malacha, the water is no longer fit for netilas yadayim.
I used the water
to rinse a dirty pot.
Okay, so tamei pot or dirty pot?
Dirty pot. Dirty pot. It's tamei, let's say dirty pot. Anything. You use the water for a purpose. So once the water has been used for a function, it's no longer fit for netilas yodayim. It's not, it's bizoyin to netilas them to use word that was used for another malacha. So let's say I have a suffix. I do not know if I've used this word for another purpose. Suffix nas another malacha.
You can see if it's clean or not?
Let's say it is clean. It doesn't matter even if it's perfectly clean. It's pristine.
Pristine? How can it stay pristine if I use it for something?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You use water for malacha. That's the way it is. You use water for malacha. There's a word that's
suffix nasa.
Nice. You have water, and water may have been used for malacha. That is the halacha. You have water in the malacha. Savik loy nasem malacha. How you kashem with nitila? Savik yeshem kashir. Savik yeshem amshar. I don't. Maybe this is a reason. But I'm not sure. You savik loy mishnatam yelav. Im how you baham kashir v'yisavalu imlau. Savik tameim sulim nitilas yodayim. If water that's tamei is possible, learn it till last time. Suffic time, shall you learn something? My mission of him. Im hayupsulim mitzvah kashem. Second time. So this is the halacha. All of the various seikos with regard to mayim is tahar. The afilu hayuvaim shnatul b'chem kol kolosim asleikos yachad. Here, ma'isa. Even if you have water, you have all the seikos of asachas. All the seikos. Suffic malacha. Suffic, Shia.
That should be more
unbelievable.
Reason to make it.
Unbelievable.
When you have more Svekas, it makes it more reason to be to be Mata.
What?
What are you talking about? When you on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
If you have two Rishus, right? So it's easier to be Mekel when it's two Rabbanans. No?
Yeah, but this, what
so
is
here my, you have two suffix with the story with the water.
Each one is an independent reason for it to be possible. Pumfakar, mamish, pumfakar.
Okay, so let's not, then I'm not understanding this, right? Let's
you have
let's,
water.
No. Let's
don't touch the merchandise.
I want to learn this, okay?
Don't push me.
Don't tell me what to do, okay? Do whatever I want. Okay? Anything I want, I can do. Okay? Stay your diet, I can do it. Okay? I know those guys.
Right, so noch mal.
Anyway.
Sofik, Nas, and Malacha.
Okay. Sofik, Nas, and Malacha. B'mayim, Shinatel, B'hem, it's Yada. It's a Sofik, whether... You want to wash your hands with this water, and there's a suffix whether or not there was a malacha done with it.
If it is true, the water was used, a malacha was done to the water, then the water is possible. If it is correct that water, this water was used for a malacha, then the water is not qualified for netilas yadayim.
Yeah, but where's the suffix?
You don't know. I have here water.
What suffix nasib hamalacha?
I have a cup of water.
I don't want to.
What's so funny? Don't laugh at me.
It's pretty funny. What is it?
I have here water, right?
Yeah.
There's water in this cup. I want to go wash my hands.
Good.
This water may have already been used for some other purpose. if this water was already used to clean a pot,
right,
then the water in this utensil is not kosher for the tilas
yadam. Correct.
If I make a bracha on tilas yadam and I use this water, it's a bracha levatol.
Right.
Am I allowed to go take this water, which I have a 50-50 chance was already used for some other purpose to make it to time, to make a bracha?
Right.
Okay, that's one side. The other side is, I'm not even sure there's a revius in here. I don't even know if it's exactly, I have no way of measuring it, and I have no way of measuring it. I'm not even sure if there's a revius. It might be less than a revius. If it's less than a revius, it's a bracha levatol.
Yeah.
I have another suffix. Maybe the water is coming. Maybe the water was coming. Maybe someone tummy put a finger in here. 50-50 chance. Someone would tummy put a finger in here.
Yeah.
That means that the water was tummy, it's a bracha levatol.
Yeah.
And a fourth suffix. Maybe, how many sfeikas? Safik nasim malacha, safik nasim malacha, safik yeshem kishu, safik yeshem kishu, safik yeshem kishu, safik yeshem kishu, three sfeikas. Okay, three sfeikas.
Tame, right?
If the water is tame inside, then there's a
bracha. That was the third one. You said there was another one after tame.
Three sfeikas. What? The first suffix was nasim malacha, revius, the shear. The shear, is there a shear revius? And the third suffix is a tabi zatar.
Right. And the first one was used before.
It was used before.
Right.
Three sefikas.
Suffix nasa behem malacha. It's a suffix whether we use this water for malacha.
It was in the past use of
stop.
Malacha.
Stop. What? Suffix le nasa behem malacha.
Or maybe
it's the same
not.
Thing.
Or the two suffix.
That's the same.
Maybe, yeah.
Why does
maybe
it say,
not.
Why does it say both?
That's a style of language.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Suffix sheyesh behem shias. Suffix sheyesh behem shias.
Maybe the revius is not a revius.
Am I saying or are you saying? Suffolk to Mayim, Suffolk to Harim. Sveik and Taha. Vafilu
Chayim, it's a Suffolk, it's Tar. So the halacha is Mutar. You can make a bracha. You can do it and you can make a bracha. Go right ahead and make a bracha. And he's saying a chiddush. Even if all three sveikas are present with Vazachas.
Sveik and Tar. Suffolk to Harim, Suffolk to Harim, Suffolk to Mayim, Suffolk to Harim. Since we say the chacham suffik hayidaim l'tame u'l'tahar tahar, what's going on here?
Sveik on tar v'afilu hoi b'mayim shnotel b'chem.
You have three problems here. You have dirty water. You don't know if it's you have
shear.
Water. You don't know if it's you don't know if there's a shear. You don't know if it was used. No.
Right. You don't know if it might be tame. It might actually be tame.
And it might be tame.
So the halach is, it's kosher. You can use
where does
the
it say kosher?
Sveikon tar.
Maybe that's just going on the tummy tar.
No, it's going on all three.
No,
all three.
The only one that means, the only one that has anything to do with tar, it's kosher. And the other ones,
in
it's
this
questions.
Context, in this context, the word tar does not mean tar. In this context, it means the water is fit.
Afilu
hoi b'mayim shenot al bohem kol oisam ha-sveikus yachad. So tar means your hands are tar. You can use the water to wash netilas yodayim.
Yeah.
And when you wash netilas them, the goal is to remove the din shniyos. Your hands are shniyos. So when you wash netilas yodayim, when you wash netilas yodayim, yodav tahirayis. The nesha amru, because the chacham have said, sefek sefek hayodayim l'tamei, there's a concept in Masechet Tahiris. Sefek hayodayim li tamei ulitamei. What's the difference between the word li and li? Two different words here.
Li u li tame.
Li means is it tame or does it contaminate something else? Two different sveikas. You have a suffix number one, and my hands tame. I do not know if my hands are tame. Number two, I know for sure my hands are tame. The question is, did my hands touch something else? Li tame means did it become tame? I do not know if my hands are tame. I have a suffix. I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Li tame means I know for sure my hands are tame. The question is, did my hands touch something else? I do not know if my hands touched something else. Sveik hayidaim li tamei, did they become tamei? Uli tamei, did they make something else tamei? Kimvur lekaman, vilita her, or safik tiher, maybe it, my hands are tar. Maybe it means it, my hands are tar. Safik shetiher es yodaf, safik loite. This is the third case. I have a suffix if I wash my hands. I do not know if I wash my hands.
There's a fourth case.
Third case. Three dilemmas. Sveik hayadayim. Li tame. Did they become tame? Did I scratch my hair? Uli tame. I know for sure my hands are tame. My suffix is that my hands touch something else. The li tahar. My hands were for sure tame. question is, I do not remember if I washed Nikilas Yodayim. I do not remember. Maybe and maybe not. Three different situations. In Litamei, my hands at one point were for sure tall. I have a 50-50 suffix. Did they come in contact with Tumma? Ulitamei, a new Shiloh. My no for sure hands are. I have a question. Did I contaminate? Did I touch something else? Did I contaminate something else? The lita hair is my hands are for sure tahor. I have a suffix if I wash the tilas yodayim. In all of these cases, Allah is tahor. Sveikon tarshol since the tumas yodayim the divrei seifim the kilu besveikon chazal remember. Got it? Nachamo, Safek Nase Bohem Mulacha, Safek Loy Nase Bohem Mulacha, Safek Yesh Bohem Kashir, Safek Shem Bohem Kashir, Safek Tmeim, Safek Tarim. All of these three scenarios, even all of Asachas, if I wash my hands with the water, Sveikon Tar, my hands are tar. My hands are tar. Okay, and the nation, Abu, why? Because the general rule, since only Midrabanan, we have a general rule when it comes to the three following scenarios. Sveik ha-yodayim, with regard to li tamei, I have a suffix, did my hands become tamei? Or ule tamei, I have a suffix.
This is the whole Mishnah.
One Mishnah. Ule tamei, did my hands contaminate something else? The li taher, I have a suffix, did my hands become tar? Did I properly wash the tefillah yodayim? In all of these three scenarios, the halacha is tar.
Yeah,
Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, he has a different sheet. He holds Lita Her Tameh. No. In the third Sophic, in the third case, the Lita Her, he's Machmir. He comes to disagree with the Tanakhama only with regard to the last of the three cases. I know for sure that at one point in time my hands were Tameh. My dilemma is, did my hands become Tar? So here I disagree. You hold the Sophic is Tar, I hold Sophic is Tameh. Why? He holds Rav Yossi, Oimer, Lita Her, Sofik Hayadayim, Lita Her Tomei. I disagree. I have a Sofik. If my hands became Tahar, I pass it to Chumra. Sveikon Tomei. Shekevon Sin, Shohoyu Hayadayim, Becheskas Tomei. Since it was a Cheskas Tomei, you know for sure, it was a Chazoka, it was Tomei. Lo Tieru Oysom Chachom Misofik, Shein Sofik Moitse Midei Vadai. Biram, but in the first two cases, where you started with a cheskas tahara, biram, the suffik yadayim litami lutai, in the first two cases, we were starting out with a cheskas tahara. And the question is, did my hands become tame, or I food that it was tar? And the question is, did I touch it? Then, afrab yosi moidich a sveik on tar. Good?
Okay, I think we'll leave it here because this Mishnah is way beautiful.
He can't show him. It's cool. You come here, you know it's good because when you